to drain the water off. You'd have to make, I mean, you know, slope, so it could slope off, come off from the land to drain it. Yeah.
What would you call it if you cut it pretty big? You'd call it a... Or the thing that you dig, the drainage. That'd be a... Do you ever hear it called a ditch or canal?
Ditch. Call it a ditch. Yeah, you ditch it off that way.
And a small rise in land would be called a...
That's what?
A rise in the land.
Yeah.
Would be a little...
Mole, wouldn't it?
What about bigger than that? You'd say someone's house sets up on a...
Up on a hill.
And to open the door, you take hold of the door. This here.
Knob.
Do you ever hear the word knob used talking about land? And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a... Much bigger than a hill would be a...
Much bigger than a hill. I don't know, honey.
Well, they wouldn't have any around here, but a whole lot bigger than a hill.
I don't know.
Would be a...
Mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp would be called the...
Hollywood.
Okay. And up in the mountains where the road goes across between two mountains would be a...
I don't know, huh?
Say if you had a heavy rain, and down the side of a hill maybe, the water had cut out a little area, and washed the land away. You call that a... It's made a little cut in the land, you know. You'd call it a...
Drainage, wouldn't you?
Okay. What about something real big like that? I mean, it's gone on like that for a long time, and it's real wide and deep. Do you ever hear of a gully or ravine?
Gully, yeah. Ravine.
Huh?
Yeah, gully.